This is the week when Americans celebrate Independence Day, anniversary of the ratification of the Declaration of Independence. On the 4th of July in 1776, delegates from the 13 colonies came together at the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia and declared this country independent of Britain and its king, George III. Now, if all one knew was that fact, one might expect the 4th of July to be a solemn holiday, a time to gather and recite the most famous sentence of that declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I have certainly, on various 4ths of July, given those words some serious consideration, as I'm sure you have. But when I remember the Independence Days I have celebrated in my life, the focus has mostly been on the last three words of that sentence, pursuit of happiness. The 4th of July just tells us to go outside and take a few deep breaths of fresh air. It tells us to watch a parade, to go to a ball game, to eat entirely too much food in the backyard with our people. The 4th of July tells us to pursue happiness. And in that spirit, I have cobbled together a list of 4th of July hopes for myself, but really, they are 4th of July hopes for all y'all. Here goes. I hope you eat a hamburger, or a veggie burger if that's your thing, hot off a charcoal grill. And I hope the person who cooked it for you is someone you love absolutely, whom you could not imagine life without. If you don't eat a burger, I hope you eat a slaw dog. Man, I love a slaw dog. I hope, if you're a baseball fan, you get to hear the crack of a wooden bat. I hope that deliriously happy children run circles around you. If you live in a small town, I hope there is still a parade, even if it's just a few local farmers taking their tractors for a spin on Main Street. I hope you stay up after dark and watch some fireworks explode in the sky. And I hope you say, ooh, ah. Not because you're expected to, but because it just comes out. And I hope you do remember the words in the Declaration that come before pursuit of happiness, especially that all created equal part, because those words encourage you to love your neighbor as you love yourself, and to prove it by handing them a slaw dog over the backyard fence. Happy 4th of July to all y'all. I hope you'll come see us at SalvationSouth.com.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.